When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Live, thanks for being here on what has been an eventful Monday afternoon. Let's get going here with our next guest. Looking forward to saying hello for the first time to Adam Gorney, who's the National Recruiting Director for Rivals in Yahoo. This headline: it won't be easy for UGA to replace ace recruiter Del McGee. He was outstanding. Look at this. A lot of changes recently for the Dogs. You've seen Muschamp say goodbye, a couple of key people moving over and moving up to replace him, a number of other great coaches, and McGee now gone, Cochran as well. Adam, thank you very much for joining us. First of all, nobody is going to cry about the Dogs having some turnover considering how well stocked they are, but as we say hello to you, good afternoon, and tell us what all this means.
Sound like this next time you have me on, I'll sound much better, but you know, I didn't write the headline to that story, and the sense is that you know, Del McGee is going to be tough to replace. He was very well liked in that running back room, respected by running backs around the country. You look at the class he put together this year, probably the best running back class in the 2024 class, coming out to California to get the number one all-purpose back in Nate Frazier, going to Florida to get Chauncey Bowens, and then staying in state to get Dwight Phillips. He just had a really unique recruiting approach. He would send Bible verses to kids and their mothers first thing in the morning. Kids really liked to be around him and respected him. But like you said, Paul, this is Georgia. They're going to replace him probably with Josh Crawford from Georgia Tech. They will be fine. And what we might be seeing now is what, you know, Saban did for many years, is developing these assistant coaches to become head coaches. And this will start to be the Kirby Smart head coaching tree.
Yeah, no, I mean, we've seen a little bit of it already with Dan Lanning and others, but this is a significant move for a significant time with McGee moving up across the state. Let's talk a little bit more generally about Georgia recruiting while we're on that subject, and then we'll broaden the scope a little bit, Adam, because that is certainly where you land. But, I mean, is there a way to put into perspective? I mean, we've seen this with Saban, but what Georgia has done really since the day Kirby Smart got there.
Yeah, and what's unique about Kirby is that he doesn't resist change in recruiting. He actually likes it. You'll see him show up at kids' basketball games, get excited about that. He's doing a ton of in-home visits where we've talked before about coaches begrudgingly having to do that, or, you know, feigning excitement to have kids on campus every weekend. And maybe down the road with even more success, if that's even possible, Kirby could grow a little tired of that. But he seems to really enjoy the recruiting process, and that genuineness is so important with kids. Kids can tell they're smarter than a lot of people give them credit for when they step on a campus and a head coach isn't around. He's not eating lunch with people. He's not interacting. You know, you saw Kirby a few weeks ago have Julian Lewis, the five-star quarterback. He was sitting next to him for the entire basketball game. So he has a real sense and a real touch for the recruiting game, where he's not so overbearing. And let's be honest, Georgia recruits itself. There's a lot of reasons why people go there. National championships, getting development for the NFL draft. But Kirby, which is very unique, and we've seen the coaches in the SEC, I'll throw out Dan Mullen. He didn't like recruiting at all, and we see where he is today. So Kirby really likes it. He gets after it. I think, you know, for him, it's a competitive nature thing where he's going to go out and get the best guys, not only in Georgia, not only in the Southeast, but now he's going nationally to get who he wants.
Talking to Adam Gorney, the Rivals and Yahoo National Recruiting Director, let me ask you about a new coach in the SEC, certainly not a new coach at the highest level of college football, and that's Kalen DeBoer. How would you describe his recruiting style?
It's interesting because we don't really know. We're going to see how that works in the SEC. When he got to Washington, you know, a lot of that roster was pretty stacked already. He's certainly a winner, and kids are going to respond to that. If he's around 90% winning percentage in his career taking Washington, he's going to sell that really, really hard at Alabama, that he took Washington to the national championship game. But it's not only going to be DeBoer there. I think Courtney Morgan, the new general manager, is a phenomenal recruiter. He gets after it and is very competitive. Kids love him. But he's going to have to win, and I'm sure, you know, every day you're talking about this on the show, following the man is the tough one. You know, you want to be the second guy following him. So everything is going to be questioned. Will two lost seasons be a disaster in Tuscaloosa? Those kinds of things. He's going to have to go head-to-head, which he really didn't have to do. Going up against Dan Lanning and Lincoln Riley out west for some prospects is tough enough. But now we're talking about a completely different kind of ball game. So beating LSU, beating Georgia especially, even going into Auburn, if Hugh Freeze is you know, recruiting well with Cam Coleman and Perry Thompson in state, we all know it's a different world in the SEC, and he's going to have to adapt to that real quickly.
I want to talk about a couple of other programs that we're getting familiar with, even though they are very familiar with the rest of the country, and that's what Brent Venables is doing at Oklahoma and Steve Sarkisian joining the SEC here officially in a couple of months. What can you tell us about Venables? I mean, we knew him at at Clemson, but how is he adapting to Norman, Oklahoma?
Yeah, and I think it's still a little bit of an unknown, and there is some guarded optimism from the Oklahoma people, but some pessimism in SEC country. You know, we've seen Oklahoma get into the playoff and then get railed by SEC teams. He's been telling kids, especially along the offensive and defensive line, that they need to get way bigger. They need to get tougher and stronger. If you want to run offense super, super fast like they're going to do, you have to really balance that because you can't have lumbering 320-pound guys up and down the field. What he did this year, though, is really telling in terms of getting a guy like Eddie Pierre-Louis out of Tampa, who's just a monster offensive guard who's going to push people around. And then on the defensive line, David Stone, the number one defensive tackle in the country. So, you know, a bad first year in the SEC, I think, gets a lot of people in Norman very nervous. But he is a likable guy. He is a very likable recruiter. Kids gravitate toward him. He's another one that has seen recruiting as like this competitive game to win at. He was like that at Clemson, and now he's like that at Oklahoma. But his first season did not go well. This season went better. And so, you know, we will, the jury's a little still out on Oklahoma there.
And I think the next question will be a little easier to answer, and that is Steve Sarkisian.
Yeah. And, you know, taking the team to the college football playoff, just think about, you know, the decade that he's had in his career, from being fired at USC for all of the, you know, problems that he had, to now having the right to take a private plane for luxury trips and getting a massive contract and taking the team to the college football playoff. And I think, you know, what he's said this offseason has been really telling. Like, he's almost addicted now to winning a national championship. I think he has the things in place. Certainly, it's an easier path to get to the college football playoff through the Big 12. So, again, it's just a question of, yeah, Texas has a great football team. They're bringing back a lot of guys, a lot of five stars. They're bringing in five stars. They have a tremendous NIL pool to get through. And now there will be zero questions about Steve Sarkisian possibly being the next Alabama coach, going back to the NFL, all of the things that we've heard because of his new contract. But can they win to the point of getting back to the playoff and being a legitimate team in the SEC? It's a lot easier to go to Stillwater and to go to Waco and to go to Lubbock and win, you know, back to back to back, try to go to Alabama, Auburn, LSU, Texas A&M, and everywhere else that they're going to play to continue that same thing. It's going to be tough. I think the jury is still a little bit out, but certainly the playoff expanding helps them as well.
Adam, I want to end on a coach who had that reputation as a recruiting guru. He formerly worked for Nick Saban, among others. And that's Billy Napier, who at one time had one of the best classes in the country. He held on to one of the premier quarterbacks and a few other players that mattered. But what he lost is what has tongues wagging. How do you assess Billy Napier right now at Florida?
Yeah, I lived, Paul, for 3 years in Gainesville from 2007 to 2010, and those were really the glory years. Other than Spurrier years, that was the Urban glory years with Tim Tebow, and those people just long for that. That's the expectation in town. Even a decade later, the people in Gainesville have a very short leash for very mediocre football. And that has been a little bit of a surprise that we knew he was going to recruit well, but translating that onto the field now into year three, I think is an absolute must. One more losing season, I don't think he makes it. You know, he has a huge staff. He brought in hundreds of people to recruit and to put, you know, you see the team picture and there are more staff than there are players on that team picture. And so I think, you know, he needs to bring in a guy like DJ Lagway. Maybe that buys him some time. You know, Mertz is going to be there, and then Lagway probably takes over. But he just needs more skill players. And so I think Billy Napier is a phenomenal coach. He has proven that. He's an excellent recruiter. He's proven that from all the staffs he's ever been on. He's another one that really enjoys it. So now it becomes the question. Does Florida show patience and believe in Billy Napier into year four, into year five? I mean, you could go down the list of pro coaches, whether it's Tom Landry or Bill Belichick, that had awful first three, four seasons, but they believed in him and believed in the system. College football these days is not going to believe in the system, especially if that NIL money dries up after this year. So he needs a big year. It's going to be tough, but he might have the right plan in place if given time to turn that program back into national power.
Adam, on Lagway, everyone loves him. What do you see when you watch film on him, when you see him play?
So I think there's definitely some good and some bad. The good is that he's big. He can move. He's a playmaker. He put up huge stats in Willis, Texas, and that's a little bit of the concern. Has he ever played against another Division I player in his entire high school career? Or was he beating up on small-town kids in Texas? He went to the Under Armour game and looked fine. You know, like he wasn't the best quarterback there. He wasn't the worst quarterback there. And this is part of, like, what we do for a living. We project, and it's like, can he throw a ball on a line down the field? Or is everything soft and a safety is going to come over in the SEC and pick it off? Can he really get to the edge and make things happen with his feet? Or will a linebacker in the SEC swallow him up? So I think there's a lot of good, but there is some concern there. I don't think he's a guy that steps in day one and takes over the Florida Gators offense and leads them to 40, 50 points a game. But he's a very talented player that can do a lot of things.
Amazing stuff. Adam Gorney, our first conversation with him. Thank you very, very much. This was incredible. We really, really appreciate your time. As we head to the break right now, plenty of your phone calls are straight ahead. We'll also talk to our man in D.C., Steve Berkowitz, on how the head of the NCAA reacted Friday afternoon to news that his enforcement division is essentially done. More after this.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Back, quiet afternoon, not a lot of action here, so let's check in with Dwayne down in Louisiana. Hey, Dwayne, what's
up? The number one stunner that is back. You know it's me. You know it's me all day, Paul Feinbaum. Hey, Paul Feinbaum. Hey, tell them Alabama fans and them Georgia fans and them Florida fans and Arkansas. Me and the Arkansas coach were together yesterday. He told me, Dwayne, I don't feel like coaching this year, but I know y'all going to whoop on us this year. What his name is? huh? Paul Feinbaum.
Handsome Dwayne. That's the new name.
What that coach name for Arkansas? Hey, Paul.
Sam Pittman?
Yeah, Sam Pittman. Me and him were talking the other day.
Oh, yeah.
He told me.
Where were you talking to
Dwayne.
Sam Pittman?
Hey, I told him Sam Pittman. He said, man, this year going to be rough for us. I said, I know, huh? He said, yeah, I know y'all going to beat on us. I know the Tiger, LSU going to beat on us like we stole something. I said, yeah, y'all ain't going to win the boot. Y'all ain't going to get that boot trophy back in about 20 years. huh? What you about to say? Me and Sam Pittman.
I said, where were you when you talked to Sam Pittman?
We were roasting the hall. And Little Rock.
Oh, okay.
Put a hog on the grill. Yeah. They're like, we're going to put the elephant on the grill. Tell Legend, we're going to roast the elephant. We're going to roast the elephant. We're going to roast the gator. We're going to roast that Auburn bird they got flying in the sky. They want to let out and fly around.
Oh, it's called
we're
an
gonna
eagle.
We're going to roast him. That ball eagle, whatever it is, we're going to hit him with a slingshot. Tell him that. hey, springtime, Paul Feinbaum. Spring football right around the corner, baby. And it's crawfish season. It's crawfish season down here in Louisiana.
Tell me about crawfish season. I'm not familiar with that.
You like sucking on heads? hey, you got to suck
okay,
on the head, man.
Say yes, I do.
You got to peel it. You got to open it and peel it and suck on the head.
Yeah, you got to bite the head off, right?
Yeah, no, you got to bite the head. You cut it off with your hand, man, and suck on the head. Suck the juice out the head.
Yeah, no, I get the message.
You get the message? Yeah, all right. No, then you got crawfish
season. I'm just a country boy from Tennessee, but I get it.
Yeah, we're gonna pluck that dog you got, too, that mascot, that university you went to. We're
last
pluck
last
him
time
too.
That dog came
man,
down to your
dog.
House.
We got a couple dogs to pluck.
He took quite he left a pile there, 28-point loss.
That greyhound, what that is down there, that hound dog
not
we
a
got
greyhound,
Tennessee
it's
got.
A blue tick hound.
A blue tick hound.
That,
gonna,
that greyhound,
pluck him.
Greyhound ate your tiger up and spit it out.
Yeah, right. They used to say anything.
28-point loss in Tiger Stadium.
I tell them people in Texas A&M
remember
that dog they
remember
got
that?
Down
hey,
there
Dwayne,
last.
Dwayne, you remember that game, Tennessee? Early game. Beat you guys like a drum.
Hey, they beat us. You're right. I ain't going to lie. They came to Tiger Stadium beat us.
Yeah.
Yeah, they beat us like a drum. They ain't going to do it never. They ain't going to run that gimmick again. I bet they ain't going to run that gimmick no more.
Yeah,
that
I bet
that gimmick
will.
Came out. Nobody, huh?
Yeah, I think it'll happen
Hopper
again.
Came. No, John
hey,
Hopper.
Hey, did I miss that? Did I miss when LSU was named national champion last year? Did I miss that?
What?
Did I miss LSU winning the national championship?
Yeah, you missed it. Yeah,
oh,
you
okay.
Missed it. The next 10 years, we in the hunt, and we're gonna win it. Hey, Brian Kelly, third year coming. So Brian Kelly, hey. Before he make 5 years, the next year or the fifth year, we're going to win it all. and we're going to keep on winning, like Nick Saban. We should win it next year. I give us next year with that quarterback we
do
got.
You realize right now in the
we
early
– hey,
Dwayne, you listen to me for a second. In the early predictions, I think LSU is like the sixth or seventh SEC school. You got Georgia,
that, no.
Texas,
don't believe that.
Ole Miss, Missouri, Alabama. That's five, isn't it?
Hey.
You are six.
Hey, bah, bah, bah.
You are
don't
the sixth highest-ranked SEC school.
Hey, don't believe the polls, bah, bah, bah. The polls, you know how the polls go? The people be voting and stuff, the polls. Don't believe that.
Oh, okay.
Don't believe the polls. Don't believe
so
that.
Far, it's been pretty
you
accurate in the political polls.
No, they haven't.
Yeah, it has.
Hey, don't believe the polls. Don't believe the polls now. I'm telling you now.
I didn't see Nikki Haley win the other day. She was predicted to lose, and she did.
I ain't worried about that woman. That woman need to go. That woman need to go sit down. Hey, I'm with Trump. I'm down with Trump. Hey,
oh, you're down with
I'm in the office. I'm down with Trump.
You're a Trump man.
Hey, he just like me, criminal.
That may be one of the funniest things you've ever said. Hey, thanks for the call. Don is in South Carolina. Hello, Don.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm calling in response to Tanner from Tuscaloosa. Naturally, I'm a Georgia fan. That's why I'm calling. And I'm quite sure there's a lot of Georgia fans that would call in response to him, but they just can't get through. So here's what I've got to say to Tanner. When is the last time that Alabama won a national championship, Paul?
That would have been 2020.
2020. That's right. It's been a while. I couldn't remember exactly when. But it seems to me like Georgia's won two since then.
Correct.
Yeah, we skipped a year this year. We had a little upset on the conference championship. But you know what? It'll be different this year. And we're going to welcome Kalen DeBoer to big-time SEC football. That's all I've got to say for today, Paul. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Thank you. Sam is up next. Hello, Sam.
Hey, Paul. First, I want to say thank you to you and everybody there in the studio. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Great to hear from you.
The reason that I wanted to call today is all these Georgia fans, and now I'm going to add Dwayne to the list. Look, I would be very surprised if Alabama did not go undefeated this coming year. I think the team got a little complacent under Saban. They just kind of thought, hey, we got Nick Saban. We got great teams. We got great players. We're gonna do it without really having to try that hard. And I believe now they're going to buy into DeBoer. He's a winner. He's got a talented roster. And I look for them to go undefeated this year, and I look for them to put a smacking on Kirby Smart.
Yeah, we're taking a look at the schedule as you talk. That third game at Wisconsin, Georgia, at Tennessee, Missouri, at LSU, at Oklahoma.
That guy coming on earlier and losing his mind, the Georgia fans, that was hilarious to me. That he would get that tore up about the idea that Alabama's not going anywhere.
Yeah, that was Brian.
And, that was hilarious. I call. Alabama is not going anywhere. Even if Georgia somehow, if Kirby Smart somehow miraculously beats Alabama during the season, they'll have to play him again to get to the national championship. But that's all I wanted to say, Paul, is Roll Tide, man, and I look forward to seeing what DeBoer has in store for all these SEC fans.
DeBoer in store. I like the rhyme on that. We'll take a short break. We are just getting started here, 90 minutes in on a Monday afternoon, final week of February. We're back after this.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! end. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Back here. It's been a busy afternoon, and let's check in with Brad in Macon, Georgia. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Mr. Paul. How you doing, brother?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, can I give you a little follow-up to Tim Tebow? I told you last week I ran into him at the gym in Macon, Georgia.
Right.
I didn't know this, but his foundation does an event for Down syndrome young adults here in one town kind of north of Macon. Is called Forsyth, Georgia. And his foundation takes care of all the tuxes for the young men, all the dresses for the young women. His foundation takes care of picking them up in a limousine and bringing them to a church, and they pair them up and let them have a good time. And it's called A Night to Shine.
Sure, right.
And, I mean, the more I hear about Tebow, I tell you what, man, he's almost, I'm a Georgia fan, but he's almost switching me over, man. I just can't help myself.
No, I mean, I actually communicated with Tim over the weekend about a project he's working on, and forget everything about him other than what he does for people less fortunate. He is one of the most unique people in that space, so I'm really glad to hear that.
Yes, sir. And hey, Mr. Paul, getting back to football, look, let's apply this to what it is. And I just heard Tanner's call a while back. Yeah. What is Georgia's record against Alabama? What, 1-7 the last few years, 1-8?
Pretty bad.
Well, if you apply that to a different sport such as golf and say a golf pro had a chance to win 9 times, but only won once. What word would you apply to that? Because I got my word.
What is your word? What is your word?
My word is choker. That's what my word is.
I know you're not saying it, but I'm going to say it for you. You're essentially saying Kirby Smart's program continues to choke against Alabama. Is that fair?
That is fair. And here's what I'm saying this year. I don't want to hear it. We got a new beginning for Alabama. You got your starting quarterback. You got all the pieces you need. You got a lot of people on the defensive side of the ball that stayed. So when you go to Tuscaloosa this year, I don't want to hear it. Kick their butt. This is your time to go ahead and start taking control. Kick your butt. Kick their butt. And start taking control of the SEC, because at this point, you've had good talent, but you haven't been able to get the job done, Mr. Paul. And again, thank you for taking my call, and I hope the rest of your day goes well.
Thank you, Brad. Wow. A lot of somehow that Georgia-Alabama rivalry has taken a new step up today. Malcolm is up next in Cincinnati. Hello, Malcolm.
Hi, Mr. Feinbaum. After the judge's ruling last week, as a lot of people have said, we're in a situation now where a lot of high school athletes are going to be saying to universities, yeah, I'll come to you, but I need X amount of money. And I was wondering if the next step after that is going to be where these high school students tell the universities, I'll come to you to play football or basketball or whatever, but I don't want to go to class. I don't want to be taking exams. I don't want to be writing papers. I want to become the focus on being the best basketball player or football player that I can do. And if you get a situation where a fair percent of students on a football team say, are not actually students at the university, but they're representing them, will that, over a period of time, erode the interest and loyalty and affection of some fans for that team, if the team just becomes a sort of youth development league conference for the professional teams? particularly alumni, the people that give the money to the university, whether they will lose
interest. Well, Malcolm,
allow
me, if you would, just to say one thing.
Yes.
I understand where you're coming from. However, right now, you still have to be eligible to play intercollegiate athletics at a specific university. And to be eligible, you have to take on credits, academic credits. So there are all kinds of different ways to get past that, but there is no way you can just simply sign a scholarship for whatever you're making with whatever school it is and never see either the inside of a class or do a class online or do something. You still have to show that.
You do at the moment, but all it needs is for somebody to file a...
Well, no, you're right. But the NCAA's jurisdiction over that remains intact. That has not been struck down by the courts like it has in the Tennessee case.
But I wonder if it would do, if anybody raised it. If anybody said,
as you well know, and I think we watch this every day in the news, pretty much everything that can be challenged is challenged in court. So,
yes.
But that, I think that's going to be too big of a hill to climb.
Oh, well, that's good. I hope so. But I...
Now, Malcolm, what constitutes as academic credits today is dramatically different than when you went to school and I went to school. There are many ways of getting credit without ever seeing a class or without ever leaving your couch, but that's up to the individual school to figure that out.
Yeah, there's certainly at the moment a certain number of athletes that aren't interested in the academic side.
And why should they be?
The university finds a way.
Yeah.
But I hope you're right. But I can't help but think that somewhere, some down the line, will say, I want to go play football for you, but I don't want to take an exam.
Well, no, you're right. I mean, we heard this guest earlier. You may have heard him. We're getting pretty close to the point of them being employees. Now, if you are an employee...
Yes.
What is required of you beyond your participation in athletics? I'm not sure it's going to require you taking English Lit or the Greek Classics.
Yes.
Although I would say that the young men and women would be severely devoid of great intellectual stimulation by missing Greek Classics or English Lit.
Well, I agree with you, but... Well, time alone will tell, but I wouldn't be surprised if we have big universities with a lot of the players not being students and whether that
I only wish I had learned less about the Peloponnesian War and about Chaucer in my academic world. Let's check in with Mark in Tuscaloosa. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Paul. Thank you so much for taking my call. It's been a while since I've been able to get on with you. And, I just want to do a little quick flashback. When the state of Alabama went silent, Coach Bryant, he passed away. I was 11 years old. They had the song that said, thanks for all the memories and the victories we share. We love you, and we'll miss you, Bear. And I'm going somewhere with this. Coach Bryant unfortunately died shortly after retirement, and he didn't get to see the love that was poured out across the state of Alabama along the interstates. They would hang signs, sure. We love you, Bear, as the hearse went under them. I know you were in Alabama then. You know that's exactly what happened, that the University of Alabama didn't exactly throw him any celebrations. And he died, and he never got to see that, you know. So my question, and I want to know if I'm off base here, okay? Coach Saban arguably is the best coach to ever coach the game, better than Bryant. What do you think that Greg Byrne and the University of Alabama are dragging their butts, and I could say something else, and not at least having some sort of planned celebration, because you and I both know we're not guaranteed tomorrow. And just wonder, you know, based on what you and I both witnessed in that state of Alabama that day, how sad would it be if something were to unfortunately happen to Saban, you know, and that's how we're going to thank him, same way we did with Bear after he died.
Mark, I understand where you're coming from. I will say this about Greg Byrne, and I don't know this specifically, although I've talked to Greg Byrne a couple of times since Coach Saban retired. But I feel very strongly, and I'll let Greg speak for himself, that they are currently working on a plan to correctly and properly honor Coach Saban, who is very deserving of it. It will happen. I don't know when, but I'm confident that the university will honor him and will continue to honor him from now until the end of time. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We head to the break. A few more guests to go. It's been a busy Monday already.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And check this out a little bit later on. The Indoor Track and Field Championships. That is tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern time, right here. And Larry is up next. What do you got, Larry?
What's up? Come on.
What's up?
What's up?
Larry, I got to talk for a couple hours. I don't want to lose it all in one hello.
Yeah. Hey, check it out, Jack. I went to the crime scene of the crime yesterday.
Okay, what happened?
I went to Belk.
You went to Belk?
Well, I fell down.
Isn't that where you fell down the escalator? That was the escalator, wasn't it?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I fell down it. But
are you sure, Larry, that you weren't Did you sue them?
Get some good fishing pants, you know.
Did you ever get Larry, did you ever get a settlement from them?
Huh?
Did you ever get a settlement from Belk?
Nah, I ain't gonna sue them. That's stupidity, man.
Well, you fell down on their escalator. I'm sure we could have found something wrong with it.
Yeah, but, oh, man, you know, I'm just not that kind of character.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that.
AJ, or I'm sure AJ would have.
AJ would have sued them and said he was pushed by a sales clerk.
Yeah, AJ would have sued him or somebody like that.
Okay, so what did you buy at Belk?
Jim would have sued him.
Well, they probably wouldn't have. They probably wouldn't have allowed Jim in Belk. They have a standard there.
He probably couldn't get his big ass on the elevator.
They might have. They don't want to scare the customers off by Jim walking around there.
Yeah. Hey, but anyways, there were some women at the register, and there was a woman there with a couple of, I think it was her daughters. And so we all checking out, me and my buddies and checking out. And we going out the door. Pants is $100.
Oh my goodness! You got some Columbia pants?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I got dope in the pockets. Nah, it's some Columbia shoes.
Hey, Larry. Larry, hold on one second. Somebody wants to say hello to you. Do you mind saying hello to somebody?
Hey, Jay. Yeah. Hey,
Dina, hey, now, Dwayne, behave here. This is a friend of mine.
Hey, Larry, I been trying to catch up with you, buddy. Hey, Larry, you ready to run that coach out of Alabama this year?
Do some speaking language, learn how to speak.
You know, I'm a unique from space.
You ready to
get your
Jack.
Hey, guys, slow down. You ready to get your butt whooped this year?
Yeah, you know what, man? Dwayne,
let Larry's talk, okay? Give him 30 seconds, and then you respond.
Hey, be kind to your elders, Jack.
Yeah, you're right. Be kind to your elders.
You need to learn to respect your elders, boy. You hear me?
All right.
Let me tell you something. I know one thing, that coach I got over there. What I just said, me and Paul. You respect your elders.
That coach I got over there is garbage. He ain't going to do that. He ain't no Nick Saban.
So many times. Now, ain't you just tired of it? Why don't you find you another team?
Hey, Dwayne, he's not wrong. I mean, you guys beat Alabama every six or seven years.
You want me to be Alabama Crimson Tide?
Yeah, you'll be a good charger. You know, you can holler and scream good, man. Yeah, baby. I mean, you'll be a good charger. You know?
Hey, buddy, Larry, that elephant ain't doing nothing this year. That elephant ain't going to do nothing for the next 10 years. That elephant is bound. You want to lose the money like the bat?
I'm a betting fool, boy. Hey, come on. How much you want?
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.